A federal government watchdog has warned that asbestos is finding its way into Australia through imported goods. The deadly fibres were banned here back in 2003, but the Asbestos Safety and Eradication Agency says now they're turning up in goods, particularly building products from overseas. Labor has secured the numbers to establish a federal Senate inquiry into the illegal importation of asbestos, as Cathy Van Extel reports.
Importing asbestos into Australia has been banned for more than a decade, but the deadly substance is slipping into the country illegally from places like China in products often certified as asbestos-free. Peter Tai, the Chief Executive Officer of the Asbestos Safety and Eradication Agency, warns it's a growing problem as the Australian construction and building industry increasingly relies on imported products.
When our zero tolerance policy was adopted, the majority of building products and products generally were being manufactured in Australia, and that dynamic has changed over the last 10 plus years, where a lot of manufacturing goods is now manufactured in Asia, more specifically China. What we have are contractors, subcontractors and other people organising their own imports, and we can't rely on a lot of the documentation that comes out of Asia. It's not always worth, you know, the paper it's printed on.
Peter Tai is calling for a crackdown on imported goods likely to contain asbestos, including a ban on high-risk products.
They're going to be products that are being installed for the purpose of fire protection, soundproofing, cladding and support, cement-based products, and lagging on materials that might be going into heavy engineering. Without going on ad infinitum, you can quite clearly, with industry knowledge, come up with a hit list that need to be concentrated on.
Would that be country-specific? I mean, are you talking about banning these kind of products just from China, or what are you suggesting?
Well, you look at those products and you say, these are the ones that are to be red circle for greater and better scrutiny. Then you look at the source country. Oh, hang on, this is coming in from South Korea. South Korea has a total ban on asbestos. So you know that that product, if manufactured in South Korea, is unlikely to be on your hit list.
Over the past 9 months, there's been four high-profile cases involving imported Chinese building products containing white asbestos. They include Chinese building products giant Yuanda at both the Perth Children's Hospital and Brisbane's new government executive building. The Asbestos Safety and Eradication Agency is aware of 64 sites where asbestos-tainted concrete fibre sheeting has been used in construction. Peter Tai believes this is the tip of the iceberg.
As we import more and more products from places like China, the likelihood of breaches is going to increase. So we really need to get our act together now, and one wouldn't know what has made its way across our borders in the past.
That's a major public health risk. Barry Robson is president of the Asbestos Disease Foundation.
The danger is that that construction worker or tradesperson will drill into it or break it or expose the deadly fibres, not only endangering themselves, but taking them fibres home to their families. Then that has got the potential to create the fourth wave of asbestos victims here in this country, just when we were hoping to reach the peak.
The federal government's been accused of prioritising trade over public health by the head of the construction union, Dave Noonan.
We're in a process in Australia where we should be continuing to go through the process of eradicating asbestos from our built environment. The thought that Australia's trade policies could lead to a situation where we're actually putting asbestos back into our built environment is something that's got consequences, not just for construction workers, but it's got consequences for all of the people who will buy, own and inhabit that built environment in the decades to come.
Federal Immigration Minister Peter Dutton has blamed the CFMEU for forcing up building costs and driving companies to cut corners by importing cheap Chinese materials. Dave Noonan says increasingly Chinese investors and developers are insisting on the use of Chinese building products in Australian projects. He says the federal and state governments have been asleep at the wheel on this issue.
The efforts have to be better than simply trying to catch the materials as they come in containers through our ports. Now, certainly that needs to happen. But what also needs to happen is that clients, and in particular the federal and state governments, who are, after all, you know, the biggest clients in the construction industry, need to be saying to those companies that are bidding work for them, you can't just buy imported products and then claim that you're the victim when those products turn out to contain asbestos or other health-affecting products.
Michael Shepherd from the Asbestos Industry Association, whose members remove and dispose of asbestos, is also frustrated by a lack of government action.
I think current governments are focused on running the country and trying to stimulate the economy. We've got free trade agreements with countries like China, and I think that's what their priority is, stopping illegal products that are toxic and hazardous and can cause cancer isn't on high on their particular agenda at this moment in time.
A recent report found companies illegally importing products containing asbestos aren't being fully investigated by Australian Border Force due to time and resources constraints. Only three companies have been prosecuted since 2008 and a total of $60,000 in fines imposed. Peter Tai from the Asbestos Safety and Eradication Agency says government work is happening behind the scenes on developing a protocol to tackle the problem.
I think it's broadly accepted that we need to lift our game, but it needs to be lifted in a number of areas. There's no silver bullet for this. My concern is, as an agency that has a responsibility to coordinate and manage in relation to asbestos, that we do need a much better protocol. We've got a big enough job to manage and eradicate our legacy asbestos without getting a new legacy because we haven't been able to maintain the discipline in relation to imported products. My concern is, if we don't do that, then we're going to see a continued increase in asbestos-related diseases.
That's Peter Tai, head of the Federal Asbestos Safety and Eradication Agency, ending that report from Cathy Van Exstel. It's 17 minutes to 7.